the most recent post I saved on Instagram said, "How I feel is the most important piece of everything I do." How I feel is the most important piece of everything I do. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series of the podcast. These are mini episodes that air in between our regular Monday and Saturday full-length episodes, all about helping you stay more consistent, helping you stay anchored to why your choices matter and the truth that today matters. What you do and what you don't do today matters. There's a woman named Lindsay Mango. She and I were in a mastermind together for a few years, several years ago now. And she posted something that said, "How I feel is the most important piece of everything I do." And in the context she shared it, she was talking about working out and how she doesn't always feel like working out, but she does it because of what it does for her energy and what it does for how she feels as she goes through the rest of the day. And in her work and in her role as a mother and in her role as a wife and just an individual in the world, she wants to feel her best. And part of that is the commitment to work out regularly. And I saved it because I think it has application to working out, but also to so much more. How I feel is the most important piece of everything I do. And so often it's tempting to use your kids as the reason that you can't eat healthy, or use your job as the reason that you don't have time to work out or take care of your space. But at the end of the day, how you feel is such a big component of how you show up in your work, how you show up as a partner, how you show up as a parent. So taking care of ourselves and doing things that make us feel our best is not something that should be left to what's left over of your time, the remainder of your energy after you do all these other things and all of these other requirements and take care of all these other people. It needs to be one of the lead dominoes. The other night, I like to go to church by myself on Thursday evenings, in addition to going with the family on Sunday, because that time out when I'm by myself and I'm not thinking about if the kids are needing something in the children's area or if my husband is distracted. And this past week, Thursday was a crazy day and I didn't get much of a chance to work. So when it came time for me to go to church by myself, there was this conversation in my head of, I haven't really worked today. I should stay home and work. But I knew that it was better for my work for me to take the time to pour into myself, that I would have more to give in my work, that I would have more to give as a mom, that I would have more to give as a wife, and I would feel better in my own experience of life if I made the time to invest in me. And there are opportunities for this every single day when I think, oh, I should start dinner or I need to fold the laundry. But it's often more valuable for me to take the time to go for a walk or take the time to meditate or take the time to take an extra long shower. Because how we feel is a massive part of everything we do. So let's stop saying we're too busy or we don't have time or we'll do it tomorrow, because how we feel influences absolutely everything. I'll see you tomorrow.